Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The promises of God are absolutely certain, for they are first made to the man Christ Jesus as the fulfiller and performer of the law. For all the promises of God in Him are yea, and in Him amen, unto the glory of God by us. Those for whom He came as a substitute receive all of those promises as a result of His labor and not their own, that God may receive all of the glory. There is no requirement which is set forth in God's holy and righteous commandments which He has not obeyed, satisfied, and fulfilled without any mixture of error or lack of adherence to its most minute detail. There is probably no greater blessing to the sons of God than when they are able to fully grasp the significance of this truth, and no greater occasion for them to fall upon their faces in thanksgiving and worship for the unspeakable gift of His grace. The blessing of the sons of God is the exact result of His labor, and not that of those who receive the benefits of His promise. God's people are blessed in Him, by Him, and through Him. They possess no righteousness but that which is His, nor can they improve upon any aspect of that perfection which He has provided for them. It is this very truth which proves a great delight to the laboring sinner who would try to bring something of his own to the Lord, but discovers that even his righteousnesses are as filthy rags before Him. The exhortations and admonitions given to the sons of God serve as a means whereby they are reminded of their corruption and are driven to His feet to confess that unless the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. The greatest impetus for the sons of God to walk according to the precepts of His word is in the fact that He does constrain His people by love. If a man must be hedged in by threats and penalties, then he is a stranger to grace. Solomon lamented the vanity of this world when he illustrated by the fact that men labor to gain this world's goods, laying up in store and striving to amass fortunes, only to see all of that labor come to naught, as the fruits and enjoyment of that labor is left to others upon one's death. There's not a man among us who will not find that this proves to be true. For of a certainty all men, their earthly possessions, and their work will soon be parted forever. Yet this is gloriously not true for Christ Jesus, that perfect man, who has labored to provide that which shall never fade away, who has laid up for himself treasures in heaven, where moth and rust corrupt not, and thieves cannot break through and steal. The Scriptures speak of his joy at the prospect of purchasing a prized possession, and the glory of his enjoyment of it forever. The Scriptures speak of his joy at the prospect of purchasing a prized possession, and the glory of his enjoyment of it forever. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. He has purchased for himself a bride with his own labor, and the blood of his own hands, feet, head, and side, giving his back to the smiters. He has sent His Holy Spirit into a far country, to the house of His kinsmen, to bring back that one who is the apple of His eye to Him, thus assuring that she shall be brought to His side forever. Natural men look at the labor of their hands, and having no ability to ultimately hold on to that gain for which they have diligently worked, lament their efforts. However, this man, Christ Jesus, surveys that which he has done and counts his sorrows and trial well worth the cost. So too does the Lord with an even greater joy. The pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul and be satisfied. This is the labor of his hands. That for which Christ bled, he has purchased with an irrevocable price. Can his labor fail? Can his purpose be overturned? Can one of those for which he bled be called to answer for his sin, which has already been borne by him who fulfilled the law in his behalf? O you who grieve for your sin, I tell you there is one whose blood washes away the darkest stain, one whose righteousness swallows up the guilt of those bowed under its load. He has indeed labored for that which perisheth not. He is the Savior of sinners.
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.